anticipating a lot of gas usage. I have the gas station went up twice.
Get into the machine, Ken.
And I just was saying I saw the gasoline prices went up.
9 here at exit 63.
Been to 80 yesterday for 209.
Never let a good crisis go to waste.
Yeah, we'll take advantage of it for sure.
ZLE in the Wapping. We're pulling into the hospital, guys. I hope everybody has a good day. If I don't talk to you guys over the weekend, you got everybody, please be safe. Everybody have a good day. We'll talk to you later. KQ4 ZLE. I'll be clear on the final.
Anthony, Angela, y'all be careful out there. KO4HK.
73 Anthony and Miss Angela, you guys be safe and have a good weekend. KN4 TFW. I'm going to go ahead and close out. I'm getting ready to turn on the road to the gate. So everybody be good. KN4 TFW.
Angela and Ken, you guys all have a great day and be safe. And yeah, it's my last day in the office, so I'll catch you guys next week if we don't communicate over the weekend. So have a great day. W2JKT 73. Be careful out there. Stay warm today. KO4HK. Patrick being up there in the mountains for this.
Volume on my radio.
I was just saying I don't envy you being up there in the mountains this weekend.
Yeah, looks like it's going to be a rough weekend. Maybe a rough week.
Maybe, if we're all stuck at home, maybe we'll finally be able to get on HF a little bit. Some folks in our local club a little bit more interested in digital stuff, but man, the Shelby Club, I think it's just a lot of folks are just like not interested in digital stuff. So I don't know. I think there are a few people that are, but vast majority aren't.
We'll give it a chance to find out what it's about.
Build like a local data network, you know, with some folks who have some VHF stuff they can dedicate to it. You know, it might be nice to have like a Vera-based, you know, MCOM set up, but, you know, so far no good.
I mean, too, they all want to be, you know, prepared and call themselves emergency prepared, this, that, and other. But they ain't doing nothing but 2-meter FM. And that's not prepared. 2-meter FM ain't going to go far. I mean, they can't even do sidebands.
I've got an all-mode VHF, UHF. I just don't have it set up right now. I'm all FM, too, but, you know, at least with data, you know, you can get some distance, you know, if you're just willing to go slow data. But it works well. You know, Vera's a great mode. And the Vera C, the VAR AC, whatever, however you pronounce it, application with all the MCOM forms and messaging and all that works really well. So, I don't know, I was hoping they set something like that up, but can't get the interest in it.
Same problem.
If 6 meters would give you and me a pretty good link.
To try it one day.
Time, right? Tells on my Vera node that I have on 6 meters running 24/7, and, you know, if you ever get time, you're welcome to try to connect to it.
Mess with his Vera at all. I've not done anything with it other than Windlink.
Windlink has been moving to Vera. People have been ditching Pactor and even ditching just regular AFSK to go with Vera because it works so well.
Just hadn't got set up for it because I got set up for, you know, Windlink Express, and then I got set up with, I don't know if you watch the Tech Prepper, I don't know if you watch his YouTube channel or not, but me and another buddy up here, he works with him building that system, and we have all that working real well, a nice suite of tools all in one place, and we use Pactor, and I think they're transitioning over to VARA 8, VARA on that.
Vera works better than Pactor, and, you know, a Pactor modem is thousands of dollars, and Vera's $50. So it's pretty much a no-brainer.
Programmer. I'm just the make it user-friendly guy. so they use me for that.
Easy to set up. You know, the Vera application, depending on if you're doing Vera HF or Vera FM, there's very little setup to it. You just have to set up the sound card and the radio PTT. And usually the Vera C application will handle all the radio stuff, so you don't even have to do that with Vera. And, yeah, once you set it up, it takes about 10 minutes to set it up, and then you're good to go. And all you do is you're a user at that point, and everything just works.
If you get a chance, look up his MCOM tools. It's a suite of software. It's running on Ubuntu, Linux Ubuntu. And it's got a whole bunch of stuff in it. It's got specifically set up for your radio. It tells you radio to do this mode, or it changes everything automatically in the computer. Just makes it a lot more user-friendly.
What?
The YouTube channel is Tech Prepper, and his system is MCOM Tools.
Maybe again, my APRS beacon went off right when you said it.
His YouTube is Tech Prepper.
To check that out today and see what he's got, but yeah, there are already a ton of tools on Ubuntu that you can use for MCOMs. The FL suite is one of them. FL Digi, FL Message, FL Arc, you know, handles, you know, they have all kinds of MCOM forms built in. You can do you know, files and photos and, you know, messaging and stuff like that. It's very, very easy to set up. But yeah, there's all kinds of stuff out there, but I'll check this one out.
That they're hard to set up, it just brings it all into one place. That's all that computer that I use it for, and that's it. It's all nice and neatly packaged. It's more what it's about, is packaging everything a little nicer and neater together.
I'm always looking for something new to play with, so yeah, I'll look for that today.
What I know it has on it is WinLink. It's got APRS Digipeater. It's got BBS bulletin boards. It's got Chatterbox. It's got JSA call. It's got FL Digi and FLAMP and all that stuff is there. It's got several different suites. Or it brings everything in the nice one little suite of software.
Yeah, I mean, I already have all that stuff installed in my Ubuntu box, but if it brings it all together in a nice interface, I'm a big fan of good interfaces.
What we're working on now is they've got it all working together. And like I said, there's certain radios. You just pick your radio, pick the program you want, and then the computer does everything else.
About Linux is the Hamlib library. It makes radio control really, really good.
I only have it set for certain radios right now, but there's a, you know, there's probably a list of 20, 30 radios that you can pick from. It's all the most common stuff nowadays.
A little bit ago, seeing how fast I could transmit something, so I was sending a WinLink email to a buddy of mine down in Florida. I think I might have sent you one, too. It was a picture that I resized down. And there's a WinLink node. I think it's probably like halfway between you and me. And it's on 6 meters. And I was able to get like almost 10 kbits a second sending an email, you know, that through Vera. So definitely worth a look.
It's a 6 meter setup. Up on Bearwalla. I know the guy that's got that up there. He's part of our group.
What exactly?
The mountain.
Fantastic communications with that node, because I guess he's got it high up and it's 6 meters. And I built that 6 meter J-pole. And, you know, it's a perfect match at 51 and a half, which is where I have my Vera node. But, yeah, I get fantastic communications with that node.
HGX, yeah. That's the same spot that the 6.4 repeater's up there. You've got the APRS Digipeater up there. You've got the 6-meter node. They're working on putting a packet station back up there. Let's see, what else is up there? There's a whole bunch of stuff up there. It's right around 4,400 feet. It's a nice little setup. I've been up there several times helping them fix things.
Their setup is over on Crowder's Mountain somewhere, in Kings Mountain. Definitely not 4,400 feet, but definitely, you know, also it's at least a local max. And we've got, you know, some digital up there, but it's mainly like D-Star and DMR and stuff. The guy who runs our repeaters, he's an ex-police officer, communications guy, but he's a big fan of stuff like DMR and D-Star and Fusion and all that, but haven't really done anything HF up there, so I might have to talk to him and see if we can do something 6 meters up there. Other stuff that's up there, there's a... one of the repeaters for the Western North Carolina DMR network is up there. So you'll probably be able to get into it. And then there's the 6 meter FM station up there. I just want to say, there's a whole group of us. They got a whole bunch of stuff up there. There and then over on Chambers Mountain also. You can hit the Chambers Mountain digipeater very, very easily. I think Tony's the one running it. I know he's got a bunch of stuff up there, but I don't know about the digipeater, if that's his or not. All the time in my RF log on my digipeater.
The main one I hit over here, the digipeater, is because I got a better line of sight of it than I do the bear walla. Brian, they put down on the road, will be gone by the time the storm gets here and be washed away.
Fortunate that we're going to get all that rain before the snow and ice hit. I wish this guy would just get off the road already. Come on. That's for you, but when somebody's trying to get off at an exit, like actually get off at the exit and don't slow down to 20 miles an hour before you get fully off into the exit ramp.
I know what you mean. You got to slow that whole lane down because they don't know how to use the exit ramp.
Our setup to where I can have some digital and data stuff in there, you know, because I've got that HF radio and the ATAS antenna on the back, so I could do, you know, mobile, portable, digital stuff. I'm looking at a tablet and then getting a Bluetooth serial and Bluetooth sound interface to go with the radio I've got in there. I just need to make some custom cables to get all that stuff hooked up.
I've got an ATOS, but I'm not even using it right now. All I got is 2 meter and 440.
HF is fun. I don't do it that much, but it is pretty fun to have that.
I just have that capability, but I don't know if I want to deal with that trying to drive down the road. It's too distracting.
I never do it while I'm driving because it is a little distracting to try to use an HF radio while you're driving. But, you know, as far as like doing a POTA activation or something, I can just drive in, park, do the POTA activation, and then leave and, you know, get in and get out, get it done. Because, you know, I rarely have time to go and spend hours and hours setting up and doing it and then tearing down and talking to people and doing all this other stuff. So it's a nice for a quick drop-in to do a POTA activation.
I can see that, so I can see where it'd be beneficial. I mean, I'd just like to have the capability in here in case you needed it, but like I said, I don't have it, and I'll set up for it yet, mainly because I use my 857 as my, you know, my portable rig. I don't want to tie it up in here, and I don't want to buy another one.
I have an FT100D, and it's very old, but it works. And, you know, I've looked at like getting like an 891 or something like that. But, yeah, I just don't want to spend the money, at least not until I offload some of my other radios. I've decided that I'm getting rid of, like, my entire back stock of HF radios because I never use them. I kind of collected them because I like the old style Kenwoods, but they're taking up a lot of space, and we're going to sell the other house probably this year. So I really need to get it pared down anyway. So, you know, buying radios is not going to happen for a while.
I have more than I can use, let's put it that way. Even if I was using both hands and listening to, I think I could monitor about every band and still have extra radio.
FM radios, like, sitting in boxes, like those little plastic totes, I've got, you know, an extra Yaesu, I've got two extra Kenwoods, and then I've got, you know, four or five HF radios sitting in my workshop. And it's just, you know, I'm in this mode of, like, getting rid of things now. You know, I go back and forth, but I'm definitely in the, you know, if I haven't used it, pitch it mode, so I'm going to try to get rid of these things.
I'm kind of there myself, and I'm going to have to quit turning the lights off in the shack so the HDs quit multiplying.
I think I've got three FT-65Rs. I've got my D-72, my D-74, I've got an FT-70D, and I think that's all my HTs, so what's that, six? And, you know, I can talk on one at a time, maybe give one of them to the kid that got his ticket. But, yeah, it's too many radios for sure.
I get you. And they get expensive, if you stop and think about it. They can get expensive quick. But, yeah, I would definitely give your son there a HD out of it anyway for getting his ticket.
We did last week, but on Tuesday last week, I dropped him off at karate, and he told me it was a two-hour class instead of a one-hour class because they do these two-hour classes, like, once a month. And so, you know, I'm like, okay, well, I'll go back at 9 and pick him up. And I'm sitting at the table about 8:45. He comes walking in the door, and, you know, because I'm like, what are you doing here? He's like, you know, I made a mistake, and the class, you know, was over at 8 instead of 9. So I just tried to run home. And, of course, it's like 5 miles on really busy roads. And so he ended up getting picked up by a Shelby police officer that gave him a lift home. And it's like, Tommy, why didn't you reach out and get in touch with us when you needed the help? And it's like, you know, so I'm thinking, like, even if I give him a radio, he's probably not going to use it for anything, even if he's in trouble.
Sometimes you gotta wonder what goes through that brain, if even if anything does go through it.
Pride and ego, like he doesn't want to be embarrassed, like that. So what he told us was he didn't want to tell the teacher that he got the times wrong and be embarrassed, so he just ran. And I get it, you know, like they think they have to do everything perfectly, and they think they can't show any kind of mistakes or anything. So he does something stupid that could have gotten himself killed to try to avoid, you know, bruising his ego or something. I don't know. It's just really dumb.
Luckily, it was a Shelby police officer that picked him up. That's for sure.
And I both told him, you know, it could have been far, far worse. So, you know, next time, hey, yo, Teach, can I use your phone to call my mom? Because I screwed up, you know. It's just like, there's nothing embarrassing about that, but he was all worried about it.
Yeah, ain't nobody going to think nothing about that. I mean, as adults, we do that.
Hey, I'm telling somebody, oh, man, I have no idea what I'm doing here. Help.
I can't tell you the last time that I got a time right for some reason. But, nah, that's why I like to be early. I like to know where I'm going and what's going on. That way I can anticipate problems.
With the time pressure of having to get somewhere on time but not know where I'm going and stuff, so I'll scope it out beforehand and get there early just to make sure I'm not having to stress about it.
Like, I don't have to be at this place till 7:30, and here I am pulling in the parking lot now.
You know, play with radios and do whatever. So, you know, it's you know, I like getting to work early too. Like, I don't have any set hours or anything, but, you know, I'm usually rolling in 6:30, 6:45, and you know, I'll spend my 15 minutes just getting settled in, getting my coffee and checking my email and doing whatever. But, you know, meetings at 8, it gives me plenty of time to, you know, de-stress from the drive and get ready for the meetings.
My drive's so stressful anymore. That is, working 5 days, five short days a week, and the short drive is what is taking me the most to get used to.
Not with that truck, man. I bet you're happy to be out of that.
But then, you know, I don't have the freedom that I had before. If I want to go do something or I want to stop somewhere, I can just go do it.
You have more of a set schedule now, don't you?
They seem to be real flexible. I mean, as long as I let them know and they can cover the students, move them back over to education instead of into trade, they're fine with it. They don't have an issue with it.
we're still flexible too. Our new CEO has always been, you know, a just get it done guy. I don't care when you do it or where you are when you do it. Just make sure you do it and get it done. So we're still hybrid and probably will be for, you know, the foreseeable future as long as he's the CEO. And that's real nice because, you know, if I need to work at home, you know, I still work at home a couple days a week, but if I need to work at home for like an entire week because something's going on with the kids or whatever, that's totally fine with them. I've already had to take several short days or day off here and there since I started this, you know, just life. And nobody said anything. Nobody's concerned about it. They're, you know, like, okay, whatever. Good morning to the haven't heard you in a while. KO4HKX.
Been a long time, WTUJKT.
Good morning, Erica. Yes, sir, Erica. Listen here. Sorry. Good morning to you both, you gentlemen. Yeah, it's been a while. Been a lot of changes.
Good changes. How's Miss Annette doing?
Fine. She's top shelf. I hope both of your wives are doing very well, too. Yes, good changes. They moved me back to an inspector position over here on with the county now, so I'm not back on the heavy equipment.
Congratulations.
Decent promotion?
It was a decent one. It's good. Got to update a few of my certifications, and it'll be better for me. But, yeah, all is good with that, man. That's good. Kind of miss the equipment, you know, because I've done it for so long, but doing what I'm doing now is absolutely fine.
I'm glad you're enjoying it, and hopefully once you get the rest of your certifications caught back up, things ease out for you. I took a job here at the Job Corps teaching automotive to disadvantaged youth.
Good. Congratulations for that. Thank you for doing that and helping them kids out.
We'll see if we can make a difference.
And Eric, I hope you're doing well. Sounds like you are.
You know, wife is doing well. She's still working hard at her job, and, you know, I'm still working hard at mine, and things are going okay. You know, we had a great year last year. We're looking at having another great year this year, and her company is the same. So, yeah, things are good. You know, it's been a long time since I talked to you, but our teenage son got his ham tickets back in August, and so he's KR4GBK, which is kind of fun. It rolls off the tongue real nice. And, you know, so try to get him a little bit more interested in it. Took him out for a couple of POTAs. You know, everything's going well.
Nice. Yep, I'm still dabbling in it, a little bit of everything with the radios and stuff. But right now I'm putting me a high-gain 14-element 2-meter FM beam together so I can throw it up on my tower and have some fun with that right now.
What meter capability do you have?
Hang up for 6 meter.
I do. I've been kind of interested in trying to build like a fixed 6 meter data network. So if you're ever interested, let me know.
Might as well. There ain't much activity on that frequency, is there? Should I say that band?
What?
I got rid of all my 6 meter stuff because it was so quiet there wasn't nobody to talk to.
Pulse a 6 meter J pole out of some half inch copper plumbing pipe, and it works really well. So yeah, if you ever feel like it, let me know. It's there's a lot of data stuff out there that's a lot of fun. This new Vera mode that has come out might be opening it up again.
That's good.
6 meter repeater up on Bear Walla too. I don't know if you'll be able to get into it, Jody, but I know Eric can. And there's a group of guys on it that I deal with.
Well, maybe I'll start putting something together to put it back up because I've got that Kenwood TS2000, which has that 6 meter capability.
Go for it too for data because you know all you need is a signal link and you're good to go.
Arrived here at work, so I'm gonna jump out. Jody, really good to hear you back in there. Please tell Miss Annette we said hello. Eric, be careful. Jody, be careful. And then I will catch y'all on down the log. KO4HKX. I'll be clear for now. 7-3.
Hi, Dave. Be safe. And, yeah, we'll catch you later. Good luck this weekend. Maybe we'll connect on the air this weekend. WTJKT.
Oh, have a great day, both. to y'all. I'm about 5 minutes out from work, too, so I'm going to say sign off all I can. Y'all have a great day. Be safe. Good chat with both of y'all. We'll do this again another time. 73KF4MUF.
Hi, you have a great day. Enjoy the new job. Congratulations again. And, yeah, we'll chat again soon. W2JKT. I'm clear.
W4FCM. FCM listening. W4FDI, W4FCM. Sorry, son. It takes me a second to get in here. Still there? Hi, W4FCM. I love you and good to hear you. Yeah, Lady Gamebox plays 7:30. I was trying to find where they are. Says ESPN. I'll find them. So you got everything you need for the storm?
I'm trying to get everything situated yesterday. Might go down and get a generator. Yeah, that's going to work out. And just gas up the car and get prepared, right? How about you guys?
He said they were out of generators, out of propane, had a run on rock salt, generators and propane. So Mike was yesterday looking for kerosene, couldn't find any. So, yeah, people can clean it out. So it's going to go Saturday, Sunday, Monday. 3 days. Chris Justice is saying, storm of the decade. We'll see. Bunch of cold rain today, though. Just cold rain. Bring it on. I'll read a book, finish a book, and watch the Lady Gamecocks play, and not a lot else.
Yeah, no, just make sure you're safe. Mom ever took the rock salt.
Has bags of it, yeah, for the driveway, but she's not going anywhere. I'm not sure why we need it. If you're not going anywhere, but at least she got it. That's good.
Make sure you stay warm, big as well. So, gotta get, what else did you guys get? Oh yeah, I got a bag of rock salt. I didn't find one. At, Napa had one. So, one lap. But, got that, so, that's all they had. But, same thing, if they're icy, I can't, drive down the road, get some. We'll see how it is. Hopefully, it's not as bad as they're predicting, right?
Stuffed up this morning. We're still stuffed up, but I gotta find Lady Gamecocks this morning. Yeah, well, be safe and looking forward for a good weekend. No eat out Saturday for sure. Maybe something Friday. We'll see. Pretty mild though out there. It's above freezing. Hey, we have an egg. Great chicken. Your chickens. One of them sneaked an egg. After all, hadn't laid an egg since last spring, but laid an egg. Okay, your mother will get up. The day will begin. KD4FDI, W4FCM signing.
I'm in live clear. W4FDI.